The Jerry Doyle Show.
I know somebody's weekend just got a little bit more exciting with the announcement from the Hillary Clinton campaign that Hillary Clinton will be throwing her hat into the presidential ring this Sunday, making it official. Hillary Rodham Clinton is running for president. That somebody is our guest, Anita Finley, not just somebody, not just anybody, the Anita Finley, author, actress, blogger, Epic Times contributor, and author of the book Dirty Words on Clean Skin. The book spent 4 months, number one position on Amazon's Women in Politics list. Anita, welcome back to the show.
Jerry, thank you so much. You bet my weekend got more excited. Everybody's calling me. They want to know what I have to say about Hillary.
Right. Well, I got your email that you sent me on Wednesday about how you couldn't disagree with me more on my monologue that Hillary is bad for gender equality. And I shared a lot of your bullet points with the listeners in the first part of this hour. So they're kind of up to speed on what I said and what you said. And I wanted to just have a conversation with you about what my fear is as far as what we've seen in the failures of race relations with the first black president and what my fear is with regard to the degeneration of gender relations with Hillary Clinton's campaign.
Well, you know, first of all, let's take a look back quickly at 2008 and remember that one of the criticisms of Hillary's campaign was that she didn't talk gender and she didn't play that card and that she was running, you know, to cross the commander-in-chief bar, and that was her concern. I have to say, with all due respect to President Obama, you know, David Axelrod, his campaign manager at the time, who I've never cared for, quite honestly, you know, I think that his campaign surrogates and many people on the ground played that card on his behalf, and also the press that gave him sycophantic news coverage has been playing the race card on his behalf in many cases, and sometimes they still do. They don't do it as much anymore, but certainly when he was running and when he was first elected, they did that to cow all comers so that any criticism leveled, legitimate or otherwise, you know, if they blame it on racism, that's the worst charge you can level at someone, and that's going to shut them up. You will also recall that when Hillary was running, even she never worried about sexism. She just got out there and she was tough as nails and did what she did. But her supporters were calling, you know, it was falling on deaf ears that we were complaining about her being called, you know, screechy and strident and every other filthy name in the book and she-devil. But the fact of the matter is, she didn't play that card. And I really don't think that this is what her campaign is going to be about. You know why? She doesn't need to. All she needs to do is to be the adult in the room. This is the person who has more experience. She has respect around the world. Why does she need to sit there and say, be nice to me because I'm a woman? She's never said that. In fact, as I pointed out to you, perhaps you even read this, Bill Maher, who has always been horrifically averse to her, even said she takes her beating like a man. I would disagree and say she takes her beating better than a man, because if you ever called Chris Matthews or Joe Scarborough or any of these guys the kinds of names that she's been called, they'd be curled up in the fetal position sucking their thumbs.
Right.
I really don't think that that's what her campaign is going to be about. And I want to tell you what I think it is going to be about. But, you know, go ahead. Come back to me first.
No. I looked at the book, her book, Hard Choices, out today with a new epilogue, which they released to the Huffington Post. And in it, she writes about her new granddaughter, Charlotte, and she calls for equal opportunity for Charlotte's generation. And she said, becoming a grandmother has made me think deeply about the responsibility we all share as stewards of the world we inherit and will one day pass on. Rather than make me want to slow down, it has spurred me to speed up. And in the central themes that I'm seeing that people are talking about, whether it's CNN or whether it's the Huffington Post or Yahoo News or a long list, they're all talking about Hillary Clinton, the grandmother. They're talking about Hillary Clinton, the woman. When I look at her campaign manager in Iowa of 2008, Bonnie Campbell, talking about women candidates, she said, first and foremost, people vote for candidates that they like, who connect with them emotionally. And she said, I think that helps with everybody, but certainly it helps with women and the men who love them. And I underline that and I put question marks next to that and I circle that. And I think that there's a message there. There's a tell there that if you're a man and you truly love women, it's almost like a warning. Don't go there. That's how I'm interpreting it. And not because of Hillary Clinton, and not because of my feelings about women. I just think I have a pretty good gut on how the media is going to play this out, what they want to make this about, rather than what it should be about, which is the issues.
Well, you know something? I have the utmost faith in the American people, and I refuse to believe that no matter how pervasive the media is, that they are going to control the message. We have a challenge going forward, and that is to make as direct contact as we can with each of the candidates on both sides of the aisle. And I think that's one of the reasons that Hillary is rolling her campaign out on Twitter and making the announcement, if you will. I think it's a notice to the American people to say, I'm on the ground. I want to be out there with you. She's going to be commencing what she did in her Senate run in 2000, which was very successful, doing a listening tour. She wants to be with people on the ground and really hear what they have to say. I wanted to share something with you. There was an article by Jonathan Allen in Vox today, and he had co-written the book HRC with Amy Parnes, which is pretty, you know, a fair read. And he had talked about that the culture has changed in terms of the fact that men are also much more concerned about a shift in the political atmosphere that favors attention to lower and middle class economic concerns, such as early childhood education and paid time off, that motivate women voters, but that also motivate husbands, fathers, and sons. And he also pointed out something that I'm sure I shared with you in my bullet points, that as far as women's political participation as well as their economic participation, societies that embrace that are more successful economically, and they also, when women participate in the peace process, they have a lasting peace. Peace processes that do not embrace women's participation break down after 5 years. Historically, this is the truth. So I think if you're talking about her running as a woman, she's going to be talking about the policies in that vein, meaning, hey, if you embrace all of us together, it's going to benefit all of us together. And I really don't see that as something that's going to say, hey, man, you better get on board or else, you chauvinist, blah, blah, blah. I don't see that. I've never seen her behave that way. And you know what a good tell to that is, Jerry? Look at all the Republican males who have worked with her so successfully over the years. Secretary of Defense Bob Gates, and, you know, even Senator Colburn came out and just gave her a glowing recommendation about her work in the Senate and even as Secretary of State. So this doesn't sound to me like somebody who's going to be playing the card you talk about. And the media, by the way, you're not going to get the equivalent of the race card from the media on her behalf, because the media is not nice to her. They were loving to President Obama and candidate Obama. She has never enjoyed that kind of treatment. So the media is not going to do that.
Well, that's what you wrote about in your book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, was the trials and travails of Hillary Clinton's 2008 presidential run, and how they went out of their way to, you know, to kind of take shots at her and to tear her down, more so physically than politically. But before I give you one, I want to give you this. If I had to make a choice today in who should be dealing with Iran between Barack Obama, the guy, and Hillary Clinton, the woman, I would have to think that the Ayatollah Khomeini and the mullahs in Iran more fear Hillary Clinton than they do Barack Obama.
Absolutely.
Right. No question there. Now, here's something else that I culled out of a CNN story about what Hillary Clinton's campaign in the next weeks and months is going to be. They say they're going to use themes like Clinton's Midwestern upbringing, her mother's perseverance in the face of neglectful parents, Clinton's own time raising a daughter to cast the presidential hopeful in a more favorable, softer light than she was seen during her 2008 presidential run. So, while we know that she has strengths, but it seems as if that's the strengths of that woman in this campaign rollout are going to be put through one of those GE reveal bulbs, or I think that's what they are, where you get to be seen in a little bit of a softer light. And I don't know if that's exactly the right tack for her to take.
What I think is really fascinating, it just occurred to me right now, Jerry. Think about how many male candidates. It's so fascinating that everyone's so obsessed with her. Think about male candidates. They're all out there. The Republicans have already declared, talking about, you know, trying to emphasize humble roots and talking about and letting themselves be seen in a very human and softer light. Nobody ever questions any of them. You know, they're sitting there, you know, chopping wood and carrying water, no matter how big millionaires they are. I mean, it's it's ridiculous. But I mean, it's
I love seeing them in their plaid shirts or sitting on a hay bale. I'm just like you. No, you're not.
It's ridiculous.
No, you're not.
So, but we never question any of that. Nobody.
I do.
Never heard. Yeah, you may, but you're a rarity, Jerry. I don't see the news media questioning some guy's authenticity, but we're always questioning her, and I'll tell you why. Since I've written a book about this, I can tell you definitively. When you talk about a woman, these are some of the catchwords: that she's secretive, that she's inauthentic. It's always going back to the Salem witch trials, I swear to you. It's trying to make it seem as though a woman is secretive, not to be trusted, that somehow she's out to cuckold the male, that this is a divide-and-conquer strategy that has long been working for men against women and women against one another. And the idea is to make you look at the women as somehow the other, as somehow bad mommy or bad vixen or something that is suspicious. She's either bad mommy or slut or something nefarious, and that is what they're doing. But it is absolutely preposterous to think that these guys who walk out there and talk about, oh, my humble roots and my upbringing, and here's me with my mommy, and here's me with my children and my grandchildren. Romney has 18 grandchildren. He walks out with a litter of grandkids. Nobody criticized him for it, nor should they. So if she's sitting there holding her grandchild, I can assure you she dotes on that grandchild. So, first of all, that's great. Second of all, so what? What you really want, ultimately, is somebody who is the adult in the room and has the most sensible policies and experience to lead this country forward. So whatever the media focuses on, it is really going to be the job of the American people to say, we have an opportunity with social media, and she's going to be, you know, crisscrossing the country to get out there and really see what she has to say, just like they can get out there with Rand Paul or, I don't know, Chris Christie or whoever decides that they're going to run, and then they can see for themselves. But the narratives, you called it on the nose, Jerry, you're exactly right. They're narratives, they're memes, they're ways in which they are trying to influence you. I have a rule. I vote for whoever the media does not want.
Right, well, you also have to know...
That's sensible, because the corporate-owned media is not helping you or me.
No, but you see, the corporate-owned media, the vertical integration in the media, you take a look at cable news, it's easy to sell black versus white. It's easy to sell men versus women. It's easy to sell those kind of stark differences. It's a lot harder to find solutions to issues that people say need to be addressed a long time ago, like the economy, like good-paying middle-class jobs, because that requires a little bit more homework. That requires a little bit more expertise. That requires a little bit more heavy lifting to come to the solutions that people want to the problems. But if it gets into just a cat fight, you know, I mean, it's like, I'm as guilty as anybody else of watching high-speed chases on TV. Why?
Yeah, who's sponsoring the cat fight? You're not sponsoring the cat
fight. No, but it's the media.
They are. Right. So that's my point. Hillary, for example, whether you wish to support her or not, that's your prerogative or anyone's, but she is a policy wonk. By the time the campaign really gets rolling next year, believe me, she's going to have some very specific policy prescriptions, and Republicans can address it or combat it or whatever. But my hope is that you're going to actually have people talk about the wonkish stuff, because that does what you say you wish to do, which is to get real problems solved. She's not going to be just about bromides, but we're going to have to demand that all the candidates go past that, and we're going to have to demand that the media report fairly. You know, right. We had a situation, there's an organization, just a grassroots Facebook group called Hillary HRC Super Volunteers from 2008, and I'm on this Facebook group, and a gentleman just sent a harmless email to a bunch of editors out in the news saying, you know what, we hope that you'll report fairly this time, because we really got a snoot full of the sexism last time. And he included links to the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, all sorts of articles that they wrote, and one New York Times reporter, she took it personally and called him out on Twitter and was trying to embarrass him, and he became the center of a media firestorm for a few days. But you know what the upshot was? Now, some of these media outlets, they may complain about, oh, the coded sexism, but now they're a little more aware of it. Because people, this guy works as he has a gardening business. Somebody, his name is John West, he's somebody who's just out there on the ground. He spoke up and spoke out, and you know something? He's having an effect. And Kate Frederick, who's also the head of this organization, she's having an effect. This is grassroots. They're not paid by anybody. They just do it because they're concerned citizens. So if they can do it, you and I can do it.
Well, I think, by the way, Anita Finley is with us on the book. Her on the show. Her book is Dirty Words on Clean Skin, 4 weeks, number one position on Amazon's Women in Politics list. I see some of the precursor to what I think is coming in the gender wars with regard to Rand Clinton's interview with Savannah Guthrie and Kelly, I forget her last name, Evans, I believe it was, at CNBC, that Rand Paul has a problem with women. No, Rand Paul has a problem with interviewers. Rand Paul has a problem with news anchors. He doesn't like when he's pushed or challenged or feels like he's being manipulated or that he's being hit with agendas or leading questions. So it's not so, but I listened to Wolf Blitzer. I listened to Matt Lauer.
His lips, and he's shushing a woman like you would shush a child. So guess what? That indicates he does have a bit of a problem, Jerry.
He has a problem, but they're trying to make it that he has a problem more so with women than he does with men. And I think this is the beginnings. This is where they're laying the groundwork, because this is going to be a great fight to watch. It's men versus women. It's guys versus gals. And that's easy to sell, Anita. You know that. That's an easy sell. And if they can get money in ratings out of gender wars like they've gotten out of race relations and race wars, I think that's the real race for 2016 for the media, and not in the best interest of what we need to have discussed for the country. This is gonna go on a lot longer. We got a lot of stuff to cover on this, Anita, and I do appreciate you sending me the email. I do appreciate you joining us on the program, and I do appreciate your insights. And we will continue to discuss this to try and keep this about the issues and not about man versus woman. Thank you, Anita. Have a great weekend.
Amen. I couldn't agree more. You have a wonderful weekend, Jerry. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Doyle Show.